Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to make reference to our gospel text today. Luke, one of the dramatic actions of Jesus. Just so you know, the next 3 weeks I'm going to focus in on dramatic actions of Jesus. Parts of his ministry that he went over the top. Why would he do that? What kind of message is he sharing? And this is one of them, Luke chapter 5. There was a recruiter that went to an Ivy League school. The recruiter was representing school districts that were underperforming and struggling and had experienced a lot of trouble throughout the United States. And the idea of the recruiter was to go to one of the Ivy League colleges to perhaps hire some of the best and most capable students to work in those troubled school districts across the country. The recruiter was in a large auditorium. This is a true story. Approached a podium to address the students there and started out by saying something like this, and I'm paraphrasing. "It looks like I've made a mistake being here. I looked out in your parking lot and I saw all the fancy cars and the BMWs. And I realized that you all at this school are headed towards greatness and headed towards higher things, great success. You probably are not willing to go to the places that I'm representing, and I totally understand it because you'll probably be underappreciated and not treated very well. Good luck to all of you." And the recruiter, after they were done, they kind of slunk back to their seat and sat down. But as they sat down, they got an idea in their head. They went back to the podium, addressed the students again, and said, "But if you happen to be interested in serving these troubled school districts, challenging circumstances, I'll be waiting around after our gathering. I'd love to chat with you." She went and sat down. Then the miracle happened. Dozens of students from the Ivy League college came to talk with the recruiter. How's that possible? How did that miracle happen? Well, the recruiter writes that actually all she did in her conversation with these students was she got them to see that there was a higher calling than just getting more money. A higher calling than just having more things. And they were sold. Dear friends, the recruiter's here at church today, not me. The recruiter, Jesus. He's here. He's recruiting. Don't think of this text from Luke chapter 5 as certainly it was a historical one. It certainly happened. Luke chapter 5, where he recruited his first disciples, Peter being one of those early ones. When it says Simon, that we're talking about Peter here. Jesus is here to recruit you. As Jesus left the earth, Matthew chapter 28, he gave these words: "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them my commands." That's for you, not pastors, followers of Jesus. Now that little passage in Matthew chapter 28 is kind of a wild one. Not all the passages in the Bible have their own little title to them. Do you know what that one's called? Maybe some of you know. Matthew 28. Did you know the special title Matthew 28 has? All right, someone over here. The Great Commission. Rachel, the Great Commission, A+. Now, that's not the Great Suggestion. Okay? It's not the Great Philosophy. The Great Commission. Another word, mandate. Co, meaning together, mission, what God is about. It's our, Jesus is recruiting people to make disciples, who then make other disciples. That's the highest calling on this earth. That's why we're here. Now, just personally, as I hear that, and I chew on this text and chew on this, you can't get away from it, it's a mandate. It's there, it's a commission. Why are we hesitant to jump on board and be about this higher purpose and calling and be about developing disciples for Jesus? This text actually gives a couple reasons why we're kind of shy, and I think they apply to Peter, but also for us. Number one, I think we sometimes like to think that we're the expert. Why would we ever want to hear from someone else what a higher calling is? I want to be the expert. You see, in this text from Luke chapter 5, Peter is the expert. Peter, his profession is as a fisherman. That's what he's done. He's been out all night. He knows where the nets should be cast. He knows the type of fish in the Sea of Galilee. He's been out weeks after weeks. He's the expert. Can you imagine how it'd be to have a carpenter come up to you, knows nothing about fishing, and says, "Hey, you know what, Peter, cast your nets over there." Wouldn't you be a little, on edge if someone tried to tell you the way you should do your profession?